How I fathom the crash. I think about the toothbrushes, tucked in their travel packs like snug children. I think about the pairs of underwear, counted to match the number of days away. I wonder what books the passengers were reading, if the authors ever considered their words might turn to kindling, or if it's true what people say, that stories survive us all. I can't envision the bodies, but I can imagine passports and receipts, the in-flight magazines that barely get a glance. I can feel the plastic wrappings of airport snacks, how they sometimes slip beneath fingertips just before they're torn apart. I think about seatbacks and tray tables in their upright and locked positions. I think of wedding rings twirled, feet set on the floor. Then I picture the wings reattaching to the plane, which arcs back into the sky, swallowing its own smoke as it goes. I picture the pages of books being turned in reverse, the endings getting farther and farther away. I picture the kisses that saw each person off that morning, watched the couple's eyelids slide to a close once more. Then, while they still have moments to spare, their lips come together like hands in prayer.